You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sunderland versus Burnley, and Sunderland are 8-5 to win the game. The draw is 11-5 with Burnley 15-8. The enhanced odds, Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 5-2. That's now 3-1. And Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win was 4-1. That's been enhanced to 5-1. This will be the fourth time they've met this season, these two teams. And Burnley have yet to lose to Sunderland in those three meetings, winning two and drawing the other one, Derek.
Yeah, and only conceded one goal in those three matches as well. I mean, we all know Burnley's away record now. They haven't won away from home all season. But if you said at the start of the season, you're not going to win one game this season away from home, which is it going to be? Well, they'll say Sunderland away, because most teams win there. I know when this, I'm all over them. I watched them at Liverpool last week. I thought they were sensational. I've given them a bit of a hard time, Burnley, in recent weeks, but I couldn't believe what I was watching from them. I mean, Liverpool were poor, admittedly, but Burnley were sensational, and they'll win this. You know, Sunderland have played six matches in their last six matches. The only time they've scored was that game against Palace, when Palace just took a day off. And I know they played some tough teams in that spell, but they don't even look like scoring at the moment. And Burnley do. It's these prices are wrong. Burnley will win this convincingly.
15-8, Burnley to win the game. I won't go through Burnley's away record in the Premier League again, because I do it every single podcast and it's getting tedious. But Tom, if you're backing Burnley here, that is the proviso.
I'll do it for you. 2 points from 40 from a possible 42. 9 goals in 14 away matches. But what Burnley have managed to do away from home, and it's a point that we have made a number of times, while they're not winning games away from home, they ain't losing many, are they? I mean, all their defeats since December away from home have been by a single goal. And, you know, they've had some tough away games as well in that run. But Sunderland, yeah, I mean, you know, they'll be clinging to that Palace performance. But I think that was Palace at their absolute lowest ebb. And they're on a bit of an upward trend now. But they were good against Tottenham and Liverpool, you know, the bigger teams at home, where they managed to get results. So Sunderland are more than capable of getting a result against Burnley. It's Burnley's ability to score, you know, a couple of goals and not concede, because I think they need to. To sort of win this match. I mean, the game between the two sides in the FA Cup, you know, earlier this season at the Stadium of Light, it finished all square, and I think this one will finish in the same manner. I think for Burnley, there's a bit of a mental blockage, because they were the better side last week against Liverpool, and they went in front, and you're thinking, well, go on then, this is your opportunity now, because it started getting very nervy at Anfield, and they just couldn't take it. They sat back and they didn't really know how to manage that situation. And I'm not saying Sunderland are a good side, because they're certainly not, but they do still have, you know, now an England international in Jermaine Defoe again, who can cause Burnley a few problems here. I think it'll be a draw. I'm not sure about the goals here. I looked initially at a draw on both teams to score at 3-1, but I think 11-5 is the draw is when I'm headed. I can't make a case for Sunderland to win, and I can't make a case for Burnley either.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.